The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran will not get an extension of the October 31st deadline to clear up all questions regarding its nuclear ambitions. The head of the IAEA, Mohammad El-Baradei, left Wednesday for Tehran for high-level talks with Iranian officials. The UN nuclear watchdog has given Iran until the end of the month to prove that its nuclear program is not geared to making the atomic bomb. Mr. El-Baradei says the deadline is non-negotiable. Agency spokesman Mark Vostecki says Iran has given some information, but not enough.
But we need them to move more quickly, particularly to help us resolve some very serious questions around their enrichment program, what its history is, what the testing procedures have been, where components and equipment were sourced. This sort of thing we need to get to the bottom of very, very quickly.
Iran has provided the IAEA with a list of components, but says it cannot give details on the suppliers. This week, an opposition Iranian exile group gave the IAEA information on what it claims are more secret nuclear sites in Iran. The IAEA says it is examining the material and may want to visit more sites in Iran if necessary. The IAEA Board of Governors meets at the end of November and has the power to pass the Iran file on to the UN Security Council. Diplomats say the IAEA does not want to turn over the matter to the Security Council completely, but may just want the Council's support for its own investigation. A diplomat from a non-Western country who asked not to be named said Iran is not acting in defiance of international norms, as was the case with North Korea. He said several countries on the IAEA board has been unhappy with the idea of a deadline in the first place, because it gave the impression that Iran need not cooperate after October. The diplomat said the deadline itself is subject to several interpretations. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.